With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A huge traffic mess in New England.
Workers have begun removing a bridge over a Connecticut highway that was damaged in a fiery crash involving a gasoline tanker truck. The demolition that began Friday is expected to keep both sides of Interstate 95 in Norwalk, Connecticut, closed through the weekend and extend a traffic nightmare on the major artery linking New England and New York. Governor Ned Lamont says the plan is still to reopen the highway on Monday morning. Crews are expected to finish removing the bridge by Sunday morning and road repairs will be made. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, very controversial comments from President Biden.
The surprising comments came during a fundraiser here in Washington when the president argued that migration has been good for the U.S. economy. He said that Japan and India were struggling economically because they're xenophobic countries that do not welcome immigrants. Both nations are U.S. allies, and the president's remarks came just 3 weeks after Mr. Biden hosted the Japanese prime minister for a lavish official visit. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The nation's employers pulled back on their hiring in April, but still added 175,000 jobs. Officials say it appears to be a sign that persistently high interest rates may be starting to slow the job market. Last month's hiring gain was down sharply. The government and Google have made their closing arguments in a high-stakes antitrust trial to a federal judge in Washington who must now decide whether the tech giant's search engine constitutes, quote, an illegal monopoly. The Justice Department says Google's preeminence as an internet search engine is an illegal monopoly. This is SRN News. Just who is smoking pot these days in America?
A lot of people, apparently. A new Gallup poll indicates that about 10% of the U.S. population now uses marijuana on a regular basis. 20% do so at least once a month. Lower-income people are much more likely to use than those who are wealthy. States have been busy legalizing pot in recent years over the warnings of clergymen, pro-family advocates, and addiction experts. They all argue that legalization will only lead to greater usage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
America's largest abortion business spending big money in battleground states. Planned Parenthood-affiliated groups announcing a $10 million voter engagement campaign in North Carolina. Organizers say the money will go toward things like canvassing, mailers, and digital ads. The abortion lobby also wants to prevent the election of pro-life gubernatorial candidate Mark Robinson. This is SRN News. There are some new developments now in the case of three men missing in Mexico.
Mexican authorities report recovering three bodies in an area of Baja California near where an American and two Australians recently went missing on a camping and surfing trip. State prosecutors say the discovery came during a search for the missing men. It is also announcing that three suspects questioned in the case are being arrested and charged with a crime equivalent to kidnapping. The recovery site is near the Santo Tomas Township by a remote seaside area where the missing men's truck and tents were found. The trio, identified by family members as brothers Jake and Callum Robinson from Australia and American Jack Carter Road, were reported missing when not showing up at their planned accommodations. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Wall Street ending big time Friday. The Dow was up for the day 450 points. S&P 500 ahead 63. More details at srnnews.com.